would he be home? Football practice, 3 till 5, which means I have 2.5 hours. Plenty of time. I can't believe I'm doing this. Again. Calm down. Oh, damn. His room is a mess. Look at this. The bed isn't made. Clothes all over the floor. And is that a condom wrapper? Oh, I see how it is. He happily fucked all the bimbos but won't give me a second look. If he could see me now. Oh, what's this? Look at this shirt. It's the same shirt he was wearing yesterday at the gym. It's so dirty. It's got sweat stains and it smells. Smells like him. Oh yeah. That's it. I could just drown in this scent. His scent. Even the bird. Damn it. Why is it all so good? Good. Just a thought of what I'm about to do. He's out there, running around, playing sports, working up another sweat, and I'm here in his room, on his bed, slowly undressing myself. Touching myself, rubbing myself. Fuck, I'm so wet already. Rubbing his shirt all over me. He'd react if he ever caught me. If he knew that every time he left me alone in the house, that I'd fuck myself on his bed. Would it arouse him to know that the sheets he sleeps on are actually covered in my juices? Or would it disgust him to find out that I've come more times than I can count in this very room? God. A sane and rational woman would just tell him how I feel, push away my fears, ask him out, and hope he feels the same way. Ugh. But where would be the fun in all that? No, I know what I am. I'm such a pervert, a filthy fucking freak. Oh, hello there, Mr. Pillow. We meet again. You smell good. Just like him. You know how this goes. I roll over And you go right here between my legs. That's it. Ah, one last finishing touch. His shirt. Put it on Mr. Pillow. There you go. If I squint hard enough, I can make it look like him. Look at me. Already grinding into you. Yes. Come on. Right there. Just like that. Fuck. I need it. Canceled? Oh, turn around. It's not what it looks like. Oh, fuck. I know I'm naked. Stop looking at me. Please. Crap. I can't. My legs feel like jelly right now. I don't suppose I can just leave and pretend this never happened. Right. This would be pretty hard to forget. Surprise? You caught me. Wow, this is really, really fucking awkward. You're not saying anything. Are you in shock? I think I'm in shock. I'd very much like my legs to work so I could run away. Please say something. Anything. I saw it. First off, I'm sorry that you had to find out this way that I'm your crazy, perverted friend. Anything you want to say about that? You don't look angry. I can't really see why that is. Okay. What? Why? Those are good questions. I guess I'll be honest. Lay myself bare, because I'm naked and all. We've known each other for years now, and while I consider you one of my closest friends, even my best friend, I actually have had, well, the biggest crush on you. And then you asked me to move in with you, be your roommate. Well, I jumped at that, which turned out to be an awful idea, actually. It just let me see and hear all the women you'd bring home. Women who aren't me. So, since you didn't seem interested in me, I did the next best thing. Okay, so maybe it was more of the next worst thing. But yeah, I've been doing this for about a year now. Yeah, I guess it has been going on for a long time. I figured you'd catch me sooner or later, and yet, I couldn't stop myself. You know, I actually thought that getting caught would make me feel, I don't know, immensely guilty or something. But honestly, I think I just experienced the the greatest orgasm of my life, and I'm still riding the high from that. So, I understand if you hate me or something. I just collect my stuff and move out. Yeah, that'd probably be for the best. Still can't move my legs. Guess I'm in more shock than I thought. That, or I just really like the way you look at me. Are you disgusted with me? Oh, you're aroused? Maybe a mix of both? You did find a woman naked in your bed, masturbating herself with your pillow. Did I mention how I can't seem to run away? Your stare seems to be pinning me to this bed. If you wanted to, you could do anything to me, and I couldn't stop you. Oh, listen to me. Caught naked in your bed, and still all I can think about is how to pleasure myself. I just figured, if I'm already caught with my hand in the cookie jar, that I may as well bite the cookie. If I said sorry again, would you believe me? I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm such a fucking pervert. Sorry that I sneak into your room each week to satisfy my needs. Sorry for violating your pillow. If it makes you feel any better, you can violate my mouth. That's it. Punish me. I've been bad. Take that cock out and just punish me. Job for you. I've dreamed of sucking a cock for years, you know. Look at me like that. Are you really that disgusted with me? Did I ruin your image of me in your head? Disappointed with the real me? Do you even see me as the same girl? Maybe you don't even see me as a person anymore. Is that it? Am I just some hole to be used? Weren't you trying to punish me? why don't you run your hands through my hair like this and properly punish me? You want it? You're still giving me that look. I love it. If you want to kick me out, I'll understand. But maybe you liked punishing me. Maybe you'll want to do it again. You know where to find me if you do.